It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody who is tuned in and locked in all over North America. We have had a busy day. Oh, my God. I can't believe how busy it's been. The NFL is about to start its award show. We're going to find out who the MVP is and the Rookie of the Year. The NBA had its trade deadline. It was earlier today. It's gone. Kevin Durant is still a Sun. Is Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen going to be MVP? Yeah, we got some answers from the earlier part of today. And then we have a few more the rest of the evening. Who is going into the Hall of Fame? Is Eli going to be a Hall of Famer? And you know what? He's not the only one. Is Marshawn Lynch going to be a Hall of Famer? I mean, we got some names here. We don't have to wait too much longer. Thank you to everybody for tuning in all over North America. The free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a fun show. Thank you to Herman Edwards, ESPN analyst, former NFL coach, Jets and Chiefs, played for the Eagles. Herm Edwards came through and joined us. Thank you to Warren Moon, Hall of Famer, for coming through. Thank you to Joe Varden from The Athletic, covers the NBA nationally. Thank you for coming through and talking to us about the NBA trade deadline. The winners and the losers. Cavs are looking good. Got DeAndre Hunter from the Atlanta Hawks. Lakers are looking good. They got a center. It'll be nice if he stays healthy. Mark Williams from the Los Angeles Lakers. This has been a busy week. Busy week. Super Bowl week. NBA taking over and the roster department. Man, this has been. Hickey, am I missing anything this week?
No. I'm just trying to rack my brain. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just been quiet, and it's still been relatively quiet on the NFL front. I mean, we got Myles Garrett who dropped his trade news today, and it's been quite a week. And now we're going to find out after months, figure out who the MVP is. As I said, if you missed any part of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to call up, you can call 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. What a day. Yeah, you know, I don't want to say I feel bad for Joe Burrow. Yeah, we were talking about who's going to win the MVP. We got into Eli Manning and whether or not Eli is a Hall of Famer. Joe Burrow has been in the news for the past 48 hours. He had himself an amazing season with the Cincinnati Bengals. Unfortunately, they did not make the postseason, and he's still eligible for MVP. He's one of the finalists. Joe Burrow, for a Bengals team that went 9-8, threw for almost 5,000 yards, 43 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. Unfortunately for Joe Burrow, the offense is great. They were sixth in scoring. I mean, you got Ja'Marr Chase out there. The guy had 17 touchdowns by himself, but the defense was trash. 25th. Trey Hendrickson, by the way, finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. And so it's funny. Joe Burrow's been talking to the media. He's also been in the news. I'll explain that in a minute. Joe Burrow was pretty much asked about his own MVP chances. This is what Joe Burrow told SiriusXM.
I would be pretty pumped if I won any of them. I don't anticipate winning any of them. Like you said, you know, usually you have to have a lot of team success to be considered for some of those awards. I don't think there was anybody in the league playing better football than I was this year, but, you know, that's not all that goes into it, so I don't blame you.
Yeah. At least he knows, and he still had to show up in his big old fancy suit knowing that he's not going to win anything. Maybe he could stand up and clap for Trey Hendrickson, who is probably going to look for more money. just like T. Higgins. But unfortunately, as we know, these guys play for the Bengals, the team that made you want to, you know, well, they didn't make you want to. They made you share jock strap. They charged for bottles of water. If you wanted lunch at the team facility, you had to pay for it. And so how the Cincinnati Bengals, who were 9-8 this year, their defense sucks. You got to pay Ja'Marr Chase. You got to pay T. Higgins. How the hell they expect to get better, I have no idea. Joe Burrow did continue on, and he said, man, we gotta keep the team together. We have to. This is what he told First Take.
We need Trey back. We need to give him what he's worth and what he deserves. He's earned that. And we need our young guys to come on. We need to draft well. We need guys to come in and produce immediately.
Yes.
We don't have time to wait around.
Right.
And I think we have the young guys that are capable of going into an offseason, training the way that they need to, taking advantage of all the opportunities that they can, and come out and play well early.
Uh-huh, okay. That's easier said than done. Here's a better question, and I love the fact that they asked him this question. Do you think your cheap-ass owner, do you think he's going to pay everybody that you just mentioned?
The cap is going up each year. We just got new TV deals, so the cap's going to continue to go up.
TV money, yep.
And, you know, we all want to stay together, so we're all going to do what it takes to do that. And, you know, we have great players that have done great things mm-hmm. and deserve to be paid. Mm. They're going to be paid what they're worth, whether we do it or somebody else. I hope we do it. I think, you know, we've had the discussions that the guys are going to get paid that need to get paid. And so it's a big offseason for the Bengals.
Hope. He hopes. I doubt T. Higgins is sticking around, okay? It's pretty crazy when Ja'Marr Chase has 127 receptions, 1,700 yards receiving, and 17 touchdowns. And T. Higgins has a measly 73 receptions, 900 yards receiving to go along with 10 TDs. They're going to pay Chase, and they're going to tell T. Higgins, take a hike. Find a wide receiver anywhere, I guess, possibly. At least Joe Burrow knows he's not winning tonight. Hickey, does he have a speech prepared just in case? Nah, he just showed up in his suit.
Yeah, no speech. No shot. Speech. Walks up, and if he wins, I guess, you know what, maybe just use that as a platform. Sign my guys.
Oh, wow.
Bring them back.
Yeah, not happening, though. Not happening. There's some good news surrounding Joe Burrow, though. Hickey, you remember a couple of months ago, he got robbed during a football game. Remember that?
Was it a Monday night, Thursday night? Either way, yes. Very sad.
I'm sure he lost the game and then lost the things in his house.
Jeez.
What?
Adding insult to injury, that's all.
Right, likely, I'm sure. Now, here's the good news for Joe Burrow. His items have been found. And just, you know what? Listen to this report from the Today Show.
Three men were indicted yesterday in the break-in at the home of Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. The suspects are allegedly part of a South American ring of thieves. They're charged with transporting stolen goods over state lines and falsifying records. Burrow's Ohio home was burglarized on December 9th while the quarterback was playing a road game against the Dallas Cowboys. More than $300,000 in luggage, wristwatches, and jewelry were stolen.
Oh, my God. Well, Hickey, that's good news. Now, did you see any of the photos of the gentleman they apprehended, Hickey?
I did.
You know what? I'm not a thief. I'm trying to think if I've ever stolen anything in my life. Did I ever pick anything up by accident? I don't believe so. But if I'm going to go into Joe Burrow's house, and this is why they say criminals are stupid. And speaking of Joe Burrow, they just showed him on the screen. Snoop Dogg is making jokes about Joe Burrow. If I'm stealing from Joe Burrow and I steal his jewelry, I'm not going to take his chain with a gigantic diamond encrusted 9, the size of, I don't even know what, a yardstick. I'm not going to take a chain that says Burrow. I'm not going to take a chain. I'm not going to take identifying jewelry. I'm not going to take a Joe Burrow earring in the number 9. I'm not going to take these items and floss them on social media. I'm not going to wear Joe Burrow's jewelry because you know how identifiable that is. This is not a pendant with, I don't know, I love mom. A lot of people have that. This is a diamond-encrusted nine. Hickey, the guy was wearing every one of Joe Burrow's chains like he was Joe Burrow in a music video.
Yeah, that would infuriate me more. Like, getting robbed is one thing, but then to see them almost kind of like really making fun of you by putting it on and taking pictures like that, that would drive me, that would get me 10 times more mad than I already would be if I got robbed.
You see, this is a crazy thing, though. I don't think they were taunting. I think they're just being stupid. Like, do you think they DM these photos to Joe Burrow?
Probably not, because then I think it's very easy now with technology to say, okay, where's this coming from? Let's get them. I don't think they're that stupid, but I mean, most criminals are stupid, first of all. And second of all, to put it on like that, take a little photo shoot, not smart.
There's another level here to the stupidity, Icky. Did you hear about the jewelers in Times Square?
No.
They're connected to jewelers. There is jewelry that has been stolen from some of these athletes.
Mm-hmm.
That have been equally as identifiable. And you want to know where some of this jewelry was?
Oh, boy.
The Diamond District in Times Square. Yep. Yep. There's a couple of guys already got arrested. The jewelers, the front guys. So I'm going to steal the jewelry. This giant number. Hickey, next time I'm just going to steal a giant purple and gold in the number 23, okay? And that says LeBron at the bottom. Not that I've ever seen LeBron wear a chain or a big one like that. But I'm just going to go and take it and just, I'm going to drop it off to the guy in Times Square. Hey, you think you could sell this for me? I just, you know, give me, you buy it and then give me 20% of what you get. Like, what are we doing? You want to talk about stupid? Why don't they at least destroy the jewelry and walk in with a bag full of jewels? Does that make more sense?
A million. That's kind of what I assumed they would do. I didn't think that they would be dumb enough to say, okay, I'm going to go, here's a number nine, as this is, by the way, nationwide news, Joe Burrow's house broken into. A few weeks later, hey, I got this diamond-encrusted nine. What do you think? How much can we sell this for?
Yeah, there's some tiger thing in the back here.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but just this is definitely legit. I bought it myself. I don't really like it. I'm going to resell it. What do you think?
Man, how can you be so smart to steal this stuff? But not be smart enough to know how to sell it. Oh, what a sham. At least, Joe Burrow, I guess you feel comfortable. I mean, your house was, I don't know, hopefully he gets a new home. And good for him. And how about, Hickey, you were absolutely right. The Offensive Rookie of the Year, the award has been given out, into the shock of nobody. It's Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels ends up winning Offensive Rookie of the Year. Over a field that included Malik Nabers and Brock Bowers, there was no doubt that this man was going to walk away with the award based on what he did in the regular season, helping to take the Washington Commanders to the postseason. As he gives his mom a big hug, that's nice. Good for him. Well-dressed. See, Hickey, his chains, they look like normal chains.
He's a rookie, you know. You're not making millions on millions on millions, you know. You gotta.
So those chains are gonna get bigger and then get stolen. I don't know.
Well, hopefully not the last part, but I would assume they will grow in size for sure.
Yeah, good man. Congratulations to him. The smart first person he thanked. Good idea. His mom. Congratulations to Jaden Daniels, the 2024 NFL Rookie of the Year, taking Washington all the way to the NFC Championship game. 3,500 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, also 891 yards on the ground with 6 touchdowns. Those yards, those rushing yards, led his team. Congratulations to him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll keep you up to date on who wins and what they win as long as we are here continuing this show. If you want to call up, you can. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. On the other side of the break, yeah, we'll keep you up to date with the NFL honors, and then we'll talk about some of the trades that did happen today in the NBA. And then, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. My athletic days, man, I'm not competing against nobody but myself. Days are over. Just out here trying to stay alive. Tonight is NFL Honors, and we have a few athletes that are competitive. Man, they be making this money in the NFL, making headway, trying to win championships, winning MVPs, winning awards. And we've had a couple of awards that have already been handed out here tonight. Right before we went to break, we shared with you, and this is not a surprise because this man had the best season that a rookie quarterback has ever had in the NFL. Jaden Daniels is your rookie of the year for 2024. He just spoke to the media. Well, not the media. He was just on the stage addressing the audience, addressing America. And this is what Jaden Daniels had to say about the win. NFL Network.
First and foremost, I want to thank God, you know, for allowing me to be in this presence of greatness, being on this stage, man. I want to thank my mom that's in the stands. I want to thank my family back home. You know, shout out to y'all for helping me get to this point. Washington, Commanders, Josh Harris, and all you guys, thank you guys for changing my life, for drafting me. Everybody back home, the DMV, the Washington fan base, man, appreciate you guys. Shout out to my boys, Malik and Brian, man, love y'all. Couldn't be at this point without y'all. I know it was competing each and every week, man, but love y'all and thank you to everybody.
Good for him. I mean, I know he would much rather be preparing for the Super Bowl right now. That'd be one hell of a story. They got smashed by them Eagles, though, okay? They got smashed by those Eagles. I think we'll see a whole lot more Jaden Daniels into the future. And then also, right before we went to break, we found out who is the defensive player of the year. It's not Hendrickson from the Bengals. Garrett did not win it back-to-back with the Browns. A cornerback won defensive player of the year. He plays for the Denver Broncos. His name is Pat Surtain. He's the first defensive back to win defensive player of the year since 2019. Damn, that's a minute. It was Stephon Gilmore. Listen to Patrick Surtain, I'm assuming, thank everybody, including his dad. I remember watching his daddy play.
Wow. First and foremost, I want to give all the praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, without him, I wouldn't be in this position, first off. Secondly, I'd like to thank my family, mom, pops, you know, for setting the blueprint, turning a young man to a grown man. I want to thank y'all. I'd also like to thank the Broncos organization for believing in me, for trusting in me, for allowing me to grow and being the player that I am today. And lastly, I'd like to thank my teammates for, you know, helping me reach my full potential and being the best person I could be, man. So thank y'all. Have a blessed one.
That's good. He's a good dude. Good for him. We're waiting more awards here. NFL honors. As of this moment exactly, Snoop Dogg is standing on the stage in a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform. I mean, a full uniform. And he is standing next to Jelly Roll, who is in a Tennessee Titans uniform. And you can imagine the juxtapositions. Jelly Roll is, he's two Snoop Dogs, right, Hickey, in regards to width?
I mean, 2.5?
Yeah, shoulder pads are doing Snoop a favor.
Filling out that Titans jersey, that's for sure.
Yeah, I heard Jelly Roll lost weight.
I hope he continues.
Oh, damn.
I'm just to live a healthy lifestyle, to keep on making great music. Let's just say I saw, if you said, hey, that's Jeffrey Simmons, obviously minus the pigment amongst other things.
Yeah,
I would have believed it. Big okay. Dude.
Yeah, we got some running backs on a stage right now. We got Eric Dickerson and Barry Sanders. I don't know what the hell they're going to give out, but we'll tell you about it in a second. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, we got a Pelicans fan who is calling up from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Breeze Show. What's up, Pelicans fan?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Are you in a dark room?
No.
Okay, hold on a second. Hickey, this guy has creeped me the hell out. Do I continue on with this call?
I'm intrigued to see where it goes.
Okay. Pelicans fan, go on ahead.
Hey, so, big Pelicans fan. We just traded Brandon Ingram after being trying to, you know, trade him for quite some time now. Trey Murphy has emerged as, like, you know, our best player besides Zion. What do you think the Pelicans should do next as far as with Zion? Should we just, like, wait and see what that pairing does, or would you trade Zion to maybe the Hornets? The Hornets inquired about Zion this year. Would you trade him to the Hornets for the best package you can get? What do you think?
Well, are you at work or something?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on a second. I think the Pelicans are going nowhere with Zion. Like, how you build around Zion Williamson, I have no idea. I don't think it's possible because I'm not going to trust him to be healthy. It's apparent that the guy doesn't want to be in Louisiana. It's apparent that the guy has conditioning issues. I'm not trusting him. What am I expecting? I don't care who they traded to the team. Unless they're going to trade Luka Doncic and LeBron James to the New Orleans Pelicans, I'm not trusting Zion for nothing. I'm not believing in him. Is that okay, Pelicans fan? Is that an answer?
Yes, appreciate it.
No doubt. No problem. I think they're all wasting their time. Just being honest, I'm just judging by everything that has taken place so far. There is nothing here that makes me think about Zion and success. Hickey, you think you'll ever have success down there?
In New Orleans, no. Not a shot. He really needs to go play in L.A. with LeBron and get, you know, taught how to be a pro. I don't know if he'll listen, but something like that to kind of get his life back on track here would help.
Yeah, it's, you know, and he's, and this is what makes, and this is why when people criticize LeBron James and I'm like, okay, you can disagree with political viewpoints or you cannot like him as a basketball player, as a media personality. The guy has lived his entire career in front of a camera. And if the most that you're going to tell me is that you don't like him because of something he did or did not say about supporting China, then that's lame. That's lame. Give me another reason not to dislike him. Oh, you aren't a fan of the decision? Okay, give me another reason. Like, give me what? Oh, was he in the backseat of the car doing this? Oh, no. No. Was he arrested? No. Did something happen? No. This guy has lived a public life from a teenager as scot-free as humanly possible. It's actually admirable how he has lived his life. Now, I'm not saying the guy's perfect. I do not know what this man does behind closed doors. I don't know what he does privately. That is his business. But when it comes to LeBron James and the limelight, absolutely amazing that there's no falters, that there's no stops, that there's no scandal. Meanwhile, we got another teen phenom, probably the biggest teen phenom since LeBron. Zion Williamson is supposed to be the next big thing. He's getting hurt at Duke. He's getting into the league. He's having weight issues and problems, not taking accountability. He's having, ex-adult service workers who are just destroying him online. He's just, it's embarrassing. LeBron James deserves more credit. And I'm not doing this to beat up on Zion. I'm just saying. Like, it's tough when the world is at your fingertips. President Barack Obama went to go see Zion. Like, front row. Like, damn, bruh. And this is what you're doing? This is almost like Johnny Manziel. Everybody was, oh, my God, and this. And LeBron James was like, Johnny Manziel, that's my guy, that's my guy. Until he was like, oh, that guy ain't good. He's not about his business. He ain't practicing. He ain't working. I'm sure if Johnny Manziel called LeBron today, LeBron would say, let it go to voicemail. A couple years ago, oh, man, what's up? What's up? Yeah, come to the house. Man, you got to rock with people on your level. Zion's level is it's in the toilet right now. Okay. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Another award has been presented here. NFL honors. We know who the offensive player of the year is. And I think so far, I think we're all correct here on this side of things. Saquon Barkley. What a shock. 2,000 yards rushing. Hickey and I said that the guy who doesn't win MVP, who's had a great year, typically gets this award. And it goes to Saquon. Listen to this announcement. I think Saquon is busy, but this is courtesy of the NFL Network.
It's an honor and privilege to be selected the player of the year. I would like to give thanks to God first. Without him, none of this would be possible. I'd like to give thanks to my family, my fiance, my children, my mom and dad, my brothers and sisters. Thank you guys so much for the love and support throughout this journey. I'd like to thank the fans of Philadelphia for showing so much love to me and my family, especially being the newcomers. And last but not least, I'd like to thank my teammates and coaches. You can't be great without the greatness of others, one of my favorite quotes. And you definitely can't accomplish awards like this without the big boys up front. So thank you guys so much again. Like I said, it's an honor and a privilege. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, we know he's probably, I don't know, sitting down at dinner with his family, and sitting in some hotel ballroom, some hotel suite, watching the awards with his family. Hickey's probably wearing them cryotech boots.
I would have that, or like some sort of like massaging boots to get those, you know, quads ready to go. Yeah, I think he's, I mean, he may be,
think he's sleep?
No, probably not.
Oh, it can't be sleep. Gotta watch. You gotta see who wins MVP. He'll go to sleep right after Hickey. Right after. Probably having three chicken breasts, white rice, and five pieces of broccoli, too. I bet. Not even. Five chicken breasts. You know what? We always talk about the big guys, and he's a big guy. How much food do you think Saquon Barkley eats?
Pretty good amount, right? I mean, that's a lot of muscle on him. Pretty good. I think three chicken breasts for dinner would probably suffice. Plus, you know, white rice.
Wait a minute. What the heck did we just see? What the heck did we just see? Joe Burrow just won Comeback Player of the Year?
Sam Darnold fans all over.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got to be kidding.
Screaming to the heavens.
Joe Burrow won. This is, what is this, market correction? Joe Burrow has a suit jacket on without a shirt underneath. He's so cool, huh?
Aloe, got that sponsor in there.
Wow. Joe Burrow passing for 5,000 yards this year. Excuse me, 4,900. 43 touchdowns. He was first in both. Joe Burrow returning from injuries back in 2023 to have I'd say this is a career season. Unfortunately for him, there was nothing to show for it because their defense absolutely sucked. And so Sam Darnold, I feel like he is a multiple-time loser here. Sam Darnold not able to have success at the end of the season for the Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold losing out on some big-time money because of his performances. And I thought Sam Darnold was going to win Comeback Player of the Year, coming back from being a bum. And Joe Burrow took that from him. Hickey, if I was Sam Darnold, I'll walk out right now. I'm gone.
Start the off-season process,
Yeah, why am I sticking around here? I didn't win nothing.
Well, here's why you stick around. What? I love Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
This might be the only time he's invited.
Oh, my God. Next year, back to reality, right?
I don't think every player in the NFL gets invited to this, depending on where he ends up. Yeah, I think back to reality, which for Sam Darnold, for what, 90% of his career has been mediocre? Yeah.
All he has to do next season is break his wrist and come back the next year. Then he'll be like Joe Burrow, I guess.
Well, he's got to play well.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Can't just come back and show up and say, okay, I'm here to play. Let me throw some picks.
Yeah.
Got to lead the league in passing.
Hey, congratulations to Joe Burrow, Comeback Player of the Year. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back on the other side, of course, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. I want to tell you about another athlete who is probably very unhappy today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we learned that Joe Burrow has been named the NFL Comeback Player of the Year, beating out Sam Darnold. Didn't expect that one. Joe Burrow played 10 games the season before with that busted up wrist. Came back this season to absolutely light it up. 4,900 yards passing, 43 touchdowns, which led the NFL in both categories. Didn't make the playoffs because his defense stunk. But Joe Burrow beats out Sam Darnold for comeback player of the year. Didn't expect him to win anything. But listen to Joe Burrow, his acceptance speech.
Hello? I wouldn't say this is necessarily an award you want to be nominated for two times, but, you know, I'm proud of the work in that I've put to come back from these injuries that I seem to face every year. Fortunately, I'm healthy this year. You know, I have a great team around me, my physical therapist, Nick, all of our trainers at the Bengals, my trainer, Dak. In the offseason, we put together a great plan to help me go out and play my best on Sundays and come back from these injuries stronger. So thanks, guys. It's an honor. My man, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Sam Darnold wants to be comeback player of the year at all. He just wants to get paid. I'm not mad at him. I don't know. Maybe he'd be a little embarrassed to get that award. Like, what am I coming back from? I was just on a bench, guys. Like, nothing that crazy. Also, right before the break, I told you, speaking of the trade deadline, there's someone very unhappy, and he happens to be here in Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Trae Young. Bogdanovich is gone. Traded to the Clippers today from the Atlanta Hawks. For nothing. Now, I don't mean for nothing. For, like, Bones Highland and Terrence Mann. Whoop-dee-doo. This is, I'm still trying to process this. This makes absolutely no sense. DeAndre Hunter has been traded from the Atlanta Hawks to the Cleveland Cavaliers for nothing. Caris LeVert, like, whoop-dee-doo. And so, to the shock of nobody, as reported by Chris Haynes, let's just say that Trae Young is not happy. This is what he said on NBA TV.
That guy is a fierce competitor. He wants to win. I'm just saying, he wants to win. So the direction of the Hawks is very, I would say, very unique, considering they know where he stands and what he wants to accomplish. I will say this. Before the San Antonio Spurs made the move for De'Aaron Fox, they were considering De'Aaron and they were considering Trae Young. But with the way that the Spurs are set up right now, they're not set up to start trying to win games and contend now. So there was never really a hurry to bring in an established point guard to move on to the next phase. But De'Aaron Fox kind of fell in their lap, and he picked them as the sole team that he wanted to play with. So they chose him. It was a much easier lift, an easier route to get De'Aaron. But Trae Young was on the San Antonio Spurs radar.
And it must be nice to be a miserable multimillionaire. I'd take Trae Young's problems. I would take them today. And I'm not going to say he's my neighbor. He's right here in Atlanta with me. I'll take his problems. He can have mine. Anyway, it's the end of the show. Let's see if they give away any other awards before we get out of here. But regardless, it's time for us to look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is February 6th. The year is 2025. Let's go back to February 6th, 1988. Because Michael Jordan, he won the dunk contest with a 50 on his final dunk. He was beating out Dominique Wilkins, and he beat him at home in Chicago. Listen to this.
Now for Michael Jordan. Here's the story. Wilkins finishes with 145. Michael Jordan needs a 48 to tie, a 49 to win.
Creativity and imagination is the key. Plus, he's got to make the dunk.
Well, the crowd lets you know what they think of it. Now we will wait for the judges. Of 48 ties, of 49 wins. They gave him a 50. They gave Jordan a 50. He defends his championship.
Yeah. That Michael, it's Michael Jordan, right? He was in Chicago. Why wasn't they going to give him the award? We knew what that was going to look like. Shout outs to Dominique. Great guy. Hawk, great. NBA, great. All time, great. February 6th, by the way, now we can't even get guys to compete in a dunk contest. Forget about it. Mac McClung. February 6th, 2011. The Green Bay Packers. They won the Super Bowl. They beat the Steelers 31-25. And everybody's favorite quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, he won MVP. Listen to this, courtesy of Fox. Highlights.
Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, touchdown, Green Bay. Pump fake. Wallace picked off. Nick Collins. Nick Collins on the return inside the 10, leaps for the touchdown. The final snap of Super Bowl 45. The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl. The Lombardi Trophy is coming home.
Yeah, that was the first and only Super Bowl victory by Aaron Rodgers. He's still looking. I don't think he'll get another one. I'm just saying. Interesting. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. That was fun. It's been a day. It's been a week now that I think about it. NBA trade deadline. Speaking of unhappy people, everybody in Phoenix has to be unhappy outside of Devin Booker. Kevin Durant didn't get traded. They tried to trade him. Bradley Beal, he knew that they were trying to trade him for weeks. He's still there. So everybody's angry. Trae Young is angry. Sam Darnold is angry. Hickey, who's the happiest person today? Who do you think is going to be the happiest person?
I saw a video just recently of Jimmy Butler, who touched down in San Francisco and said, I am very happy to be here. So he's happy.
For today, right?
For today. And, I mean, he's getting $60 million for the next 2 years. So could we say the next 2 years?
Oh, whatever.
He'll be happy.
Can you imagine? Why didn't Draymond punch? Well, it's too late. Well, it's too soon. No, I'm not an advocate for violence. Could you imagine if Draymond punched him, though? Yeah, right.
I would pay to see that fight. Because I don't think Jimmy's running away or backing down. I would pay a lot of money to see that fight.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I'd take Draymond in that one.
I'm not saying yes. He's bigger, longer reach. Yes. But I think Jimmy's got that mentality of he's not, you have to carry him out of the ring.
Okay. All right. And I also heard this news from Pete McCarthy in a break. Ben Simmons, a candidate to be released, where he can then go sign with somebody else. Oh, man, what are we doing? Hickey, why we got to reward all the guys that quit? Why? I don't like the idea of rewarding bad behavior. Like, I'm all for utilizing your leverage and playing. But some of these tactics, I fully agree with what Kevin Garnett said. We got so many players, man, acting like asses. Well, not a lot, but there's enough, especially when you're making the most money. If they ever try to say, nah, we're not going to guarantee these contracts anymore because y'all know how to act. We don't need this, and it's not a good look. I wouldn't be mad if the owners tried to do so because of somebody like Jimmy Butler. Wild, wild world. I've been waiting for another award. Hickey, we were on a roll, and then they put up Terry Crews. They're now doing a dance scene.
Yeah, I wish I could tell you what's going on. I have zero clue what's going on. A lot of big men moving around. They got good moves. I don't know.
I see Deion. Is that Deion Dawkins in the back?
Deion Dawkins is there. I could not identify anybody else. Oh, Cameron Dicker was in there. I don't know who else was in there as well, but they were moving, dancing to some tune.
They are here dancing with Terry Crews. Okay.
I think, probably not. We have 1 minute, literally. Hickey, we're getting Defensive Rookie of the Year here.
Yeah, we're not going to find out.
Oh, well.
Yeah, probably be Verse. Yeah, we're not going to find out. I'm going to watch this to see who wins MVP, Hickey, and I'm rolling over and going to bed. Okay.
I think it's fair. I think it's very fair.
I got no time for this. Hey, listen, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Warren Moon, Hall of Famer, for joining us. Thank you to former coach and player, ESPN analyst Herman Edwards, for coming through. Thank you to Joe Varden, NBA writer nationally from The Athletic, for coming through to join us. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We're going to talk the NFL. Of course, we're going to talk the Super Bowl tomorrow. You will get a prediction. And then we're going to find out. We'll talk about who the MVP is. They're going to give it away in a matter of, I'd say, less than an hour. Y'all be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm done on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.